السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful morning. Mufti Sahib, I hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat, good health and prosperity, and Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the du'as. جزاك الله خيرا to our Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Zulqa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verses number 53 and 54. And inshaAllah al-Aziz, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we will complete this surah and this chapter. We all know as Muslims, when a person passes away as a non-Muslim, then right at the time of death, when they are in Sakarat, right in the pains and pangs of death, then those people will beg Almighty Allah and say, رَبِّ ارْجُعُونِي لَأَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, please send me back here to this world. All the good righteous actions which I omitted, I will do everything. Allah Jalla Jalla Wala, simultaneous answer will be, كَلَّا. Never ever. Allah gave you enough opportunity, occasions and so forth. Open chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 98-99, and you will find it there. Likewise, when on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of justice, they will beg Almighty Allah, please, we want to bring Iman, and we brought Iman, and so forth. But alas, it's too late now. So chapter number 34, and verses number 53, and verse 54. وَقَدَ كَفَرُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And these are the people who are sane and mature, and they rejected him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, min qabl, before. Rejecting Almighty Allah means ascribing, associating, partners, associates, and associates with him, or rejecting the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, or saying they don't believe in Almighty Allah, God, and they say they are atheists, Allah forbid, or they reject him, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who always will be the final and last messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the entire universe, and the most beloved and most precious to Almighty Allah in this entire universe. Similarly, they reject the Quran Sharif, and they say, no, this is man-made and authored by Prophet Muhammad, Allah forbid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these meanings can be accommodated. وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا. Indeed, they rejected bihi, him Almighty Allah, rejected him Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the glorious Quran min qabl, from before. وَيَقَذِفُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And they are throwing things, you know, you say you are shooting in the dark. You are just taking chances, we say in English. So this is exactly what Allah is saying. وَيَقْذِفُونَ. They are casting and throwing بِالْغَيْبِ, in the unseen. مِمْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ, from a far, far distant place. Meaning, they are just having a certain conjecture, guesswork, taking chances, and so forth and so on. And therefore, they have so many different theories. You look at majority of the scientists today, they ended up being being atheists and so forth because of so many theories, and they're shooting in the dark and they think that they will be able to control the world. They can't even control their urine, they can't even control their cough or their yawning and sneezing, but they speak about controlling the world and so forth. Almighty Allah shows us how weak and feeble we are. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. O human being, how weak you have been created, but the pride and arrogance of human being gets the better of him. وَحِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. A barrier will be brought between them, the non-Muslims, وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ, and what they desire. Meaning, their desires will have to stop now, and now they'll have to face the reality, and the reality is this. Any person who's sane and mature, he or she passes away and dies without Iman, without Islam, then there's everlasting doom and gloom for that person. كَمَا فُئِلَ بِأَشْيَاعِهِمْ. Watch out here, the word ashya is with the ayn. If shay'un ashya with the hamza, then it means that something. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. This is ashya with the ayn. It means amthal. And similarly, as were done with their people of their ancestors and their parties and their groups and their associates. So ashya'im with the ayn here will mean amthal. People similar to them in their thinking, in their belief structure, and so forth, min qabl, before. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. The system of Almighty Allah will never ever change. It's a perfect system. The sun will rise, the sun will set, the moon will shine in its glory and beauty on the 14th night. And remember that Almighty Allah will keep on giving us all his bounties. But when does human being go beyond the limits, then Almighty Allah punishes them. And that punishment also is a blessing in disguise, that come back to the right path. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. It is the smaller punishment, not the major one, because if it is a major one, then it's death, and then we don't have a second chance. So like that, sometimes in life things happen, and when we do some reflection, introspection, then we see that these are the vices, the sins we are committing, and therefore we are punished. But that also is Allah's love for us. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. We will surely punish them and let them taste the minor punishment. دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Not the major punishment. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So they return back to the right path and make amends and cry and beg Almighty Allah. We all are weak, we all are sinners, we all are transgressors. Chapter number 32 and verse number 21. So everything we will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. In today's world, your secularism, your capitalism, and your world of democracy, Zionism, communism, socialism, all these isms, they bring about shirk. Shirk means doubt. And when that shirk and doubt increases, it becomes raib. La raibafi. There's absolutely no doubt and skepticism in the Quran Sharif. So Almighty Allah states, these non-Muslims who are sane and mature, innahum kanu, verily they are, fi shakkim murib. In the starting, they in shak, in doubt, 50-50. Is it true? Is it false? Then murib, they enter and dive and plunge into that doubt. Then 80-90% they'll reject the truth, and they will choose the path of Satan, Lucifer. They will choose the path of their worms, fancies and desires. So raib and shak, shak will be the starting point, and murib and raib will be the ending point. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bless our teachers, our parents, all the listeners of the various radio stations, Radio Ansar International, International, Sirius FM, Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, the Capital Group, and everybody else for sponsoring these programs that we all benefited. And inshallah al-Aziz, on Monday we will start chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and that's one surah before Surah Yasin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiu alim. Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy accept it. Ya Allah, we are sinners, transgressors, but you are arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Out of your mercy, out of your fadl, karam, benevolence, accept this broken effort, ya rabbal alameen. Amin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 16th of Zulqada, 1445, Gaza genocide, day 232 today. And remember, this is your news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 3 jutlas dispatched to death. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. More than 20 injured in various parts of Palestine. So that also, we have no empathy, sympathy for them. We say the only solution for Palestine and Israel is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And that's the only language they understand. So see the ICJ, the International Criminal Court of Justice, what it said, that Israel must cease all its attack and war and so forth in Rafah and there in Palestine and so forth. So this is a judgment of the United Nations Court, the biggest court in the world. What was the response from Israeli authorities and so forth? This is their pride and this is their downfall. They said no power on earth will prevent us from attacking Hamas. But are you attacking Hamas? You are attacking babies, you are attacking children, you are attacking innocent civilians. Over 100,000 injured, over 40,000 you murdered and killed. That are the real figures. Although the Western media wants to play down the real figures and say it's 35,000 plus and 80,000 plus, but if you look at the whole entire picture, then it's more than 40,000 shuhada and martyrs and more than 100,000 injured. Israel cannot boycott the world and live in isolation, Haaretz newspaper. So remember, every way they are suffering, militarily, politically, the global narrative has changed. People's confidence in Israel's economy is no more so strong, and they are losing. It's costing them billions and trillions of dollars. Well done to Hamas. We are Hamas. And anybody wants to object, go fly a kite. We got no time for you. So remember, 18 West Bank communities of the Palestinians, who were people having their small little homes and they had their sheep and they were people who were Bedouins, all this wiped off the face of the earth by the Israeli super terrorist haramis. If you don't know what harami means, it's illegitimate child, but obviously we can't use that term for Israel. It's too kind a word, so we say the bees, the big bees, that is what we call them. Investigate starvation and innocent deaths in the Palestine that took place. Either you investigate it in Israel or it must be investigated by the Hague, and that's in your Haaretz newspaper. Fuel shortage in Gaza hospitals and so forth, so they're coming to a dead stop, remember. These are all the tricks and strategy of the jutlas. Therefore, we tell you, every prime minister of Israel, from Ben-Gurion till Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu, and the butcher of Gaza and the war criminal, so everyone is a war criminal. 2,000 trucks are stuck there in Egypt, the Rafah site, and now they're going to try and get in aid, the Egyptians and Americans say, from the Israeli side. Can you believe that? They're holding the world at ransom. Borrell, the chief of the European Union, says that we, the European Union, this bloc, we will have to make a choice. Either we support Israel or either we support international law. Obviously, they will have to support international law, and Israel is becoming a pariah state, as we saw what white Africa, South Africa, white apartheid South Africa, whatever I saw in South Africa in the 60s, 70s, 80s, I'm seeing now in the rogue of terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children. Yemen, mashallah, Ansarullah, whatever you want to call yourself, we will support you even though you're still a kuffar Shia. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul al-fajir, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allah Jalla wala occasionally sometimes helps this Islam and religion with the help of non-Muslims also. So Hezbollah doing good job firing their rockets and what have you. And north of Israel is virtually empty now. The Jutlas took flight, caught 1 million. So Yemen carried out 3 operations yesterday. And Sudan, a very, very sad, tragic story there, remember, this genocide in the place going on called Fashar and Darfur and all these areas, and its ethnic cleansing going on. Allah, and most of them are Muslims, you know, but you know how the world is today, that everybody supports who the winner is. They wouldn't worry about the truth and so forth. Saudi Arabia, the latest news, brothers, sisters, no more Umrah. Umrah finished now, you can't go enter Mecca, you understand, with the Umrah visa and so forth. So that's finished only with Hajj visa. And on the 31st of May will be the last flight of Saudi Arabia to South Africa. So next week, Friday, finished. No more Saudi flights. Whether Saudi Airlines will continue or not, so that final decision still has to be taken. Whether their offices will remain or close, so that decision still has to be taken. You know, you hear a lot of rumors, but I spoke to one of the big chiefs last night and had a good discussion, and he gave me all the inside information. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward him. 100 killed in Papua New Guinea in a landslide there. These are all things, signs of Qiyamah. Kathratul Harj. They asked the Master, alayhi salam, what is Kathratul Harj? He said that Kathratul Qatl, many people will be dying. You know, we say people die as flies and so forth. Russia investing millions in Bamako, that's in Mali. So remember, giving them energy, giving them this, giving them that. So Russia and China have played it smart. You must remember, they will build airports, they will build ports, they'll give them energy. And America, the idiots will come and put a military base there. So remember, then the hatred of the people, the hatred of the governments, if they have common sense, and then they kick them out, as they did, you must remember, in some parts of Africa already. So well done, all these French, all these British, all these American whiteys who come there and interfere in our internal affairs, pack them up and send them away. That they are just troublemakers, imperialists, and want to colonize you, modern day colonization. British government has failed Gaza and the Palestinians. Sunak, you're going to lose, remember that. 4th of June, they say. Oh, what's it? 4th of July. So remember July. 4th of July, you must remember, will be the elections. And 4th of July is Independence Day for America. So I don't know if Sunak was looking at them, because they are poodles, remember, of the Americans and so forth. So the 6 weeks will be very difficult for the Muslims in Britain. That is what the Haaretz newspaper wrote, and even for some Jutlas and Jews. Zelensky's legitimacy is finished, and now it's over. Time finished. Putin said so, and Zelensky, they're going to go and drop you like a hot potato. That is what the West does. They will support you, and when they see you're a sinking ship, they will tell you, you go and fly a kite. America sent in a lot of arms, $270 million, to Ukraine, and they want to take on Putin. The more they spend, the more Putin gains more and more territory in Ukraine, and is giving them a good threshing and so forth. Look at apartheid Israel, the rogue terrorist Nazi regime, because Spain and Norway and Ireland and all of them, that they recognizing Palestine, so they're burning with rage and fury and anger. So Israel told the Spain consulate embassy, we're not going to allow you to support the Palestinians and give them aid and so forth. Can you believe that? Supposed to be the only democracy in the Middle East. One settler, one bullet. That is what language they understand. Bibi is very frightened. And who said so? So remember that this is what one of the chiefs of the ICJ, previous people who belong to the International Criminal Court of Justice. So remember remember that. So they said that he's very frightened. Either he'll end up in prison there, you must remember, in Israel, or either the Hague will sentence him. So therefore, there are funny, funny stories coming through. So this is a very interesting story. So this one, Jutli. You see, Jutla, male for the Jew. And Jutli, a female Jewess, right? So she lives in Haifa. These are all Muslim territories which they stole and occupied the haramis. So she went shopping with the daughter, and when she came home, now they were loading off all the stuff and so forth. So the word written there is the pigs came. So the one pig came for the other swine, and then they ate up all the food and everything. So you must remember that. And that was the end of the story. So that is, even the swines and the pigs know who their enemies are, and they ate up all the food. We say, very good. India voting will continue today, and that's in Delhi, in sweltering heat, 45-50 degrees, in Haryana and Bihar and all these areas. And remember, only on the 4th of June will they announce the results, giving the BJP and Modi enough time to do some Dhanli business. You know what is Dhanli? To do some rigging business. Remember that. America I told you, still supporting Ukraine to the hilt and losing, supporting Israel to the hilt and losing. And whatever America touches now becomes a disaster. So 2 years ago in Texas, there was a massacre there. So many children, 18, 19, were massacred and killed and what have you. So now the parents and the people there have taken this up, and they are charging Instagram and Meta, and then there will be a lawsuit and so forth, and that will go into billions and billions and billions. Let us give you some South African news now. Very interesting. Listen to all this news, you South Africans. GBV. What is GBV? Gender-based violence, femicide. Every day, 11 women are killed in South Africa, or 11 women die because of violence and so forth and so on. That are the grim statistics we face in our South Africa, beloved country, but riddled with crime and so forth. Fikile Balula is in big, big problem. Remember, the secretary of ANC. You see, AfriForum. AfriForum is only interested in the Afrikaner, but they want to humiliate the ANC and the politicians, and they got sharpshoot lawyers there, believe you me. They got the best lawyers in South Africa. These guys are masters in their field. So AfriForum tell Balula, you know, you went to Dubai and ABC sponsored you and so forth. We are going to have a private prosecution against you. And Balula now is again have to face the music. I don't have any sympathy for all these people. So I told you long time, you must remember that I will never vote for these parties. They are corrupt to the core. So you must make istikhara, whether you're voting on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. If I vote, I will go Monday. So remember that, because we registered as a senior citizen. So read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, and inshallah, then you will know what to do and so forth. Allah will guide you. The latest Muslim Women is out, mashallah, the June edition. Last night I was reading it. A job well done by our sisters. Only 25 rand, my brothers, sisters. It's weekend. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Purchase a copy and you will find so many wonderful things there. The article on Uhud is brilliant, alhamdulillah, and the statistics and so forth. Allah reward our proofreaders, our editors, all our people helping us and assisting us. And remember that, inshallah, tomorrow morning there won't be a program. Tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4 will be the live Q&A on Sirius FM and on Radio Lansar International and on Markaz Sahaba tomorrow 2 to 4 Sunday. And that will be with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah Aziz. Regarding the radio radios, all our people who are fitting radios and retuning them and resetting them. Today they're taking the off, but tomorrow, if you want, you must remember, you go to our studio there next to the Westwood Mall in Westworld, and at Grace Avenue or what have you, number 2, and there where Musalla Abu Bakr is, so there the studios are there. Brother Bilal is there and Brother Monley is there, so inshallah they will assist you tomorrow between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, inshallah Aziz. Programs today 7 to 9 will be mashallah Maulana Khalid Yaqub, then 2:30 to 3 will be the Majlis of Maulana Musa Lahir, and 6 to 8 this evening will be Naat Kirat, so the Naat program with our brother Suleiman Esop, and tomorrow morning inshallah at 7:15 will be Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsaf's Majlis, and that is in Masjid Khalid bin Walid, Flamingo Street. So that are the live, and you must remember, news, views, interviews locally, nationally. Allah Jalla Wala bring about peace everywhere for Allah and all of us, especially Muslims and humanity. Our message is global, international. Read Surah 12 verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and He Almighty Allah alone is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah exclusively is the one who is most merciful, one to show mercy. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala include and envelope us with His special mercy. Chapter 7 verse 151, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, include us in Your special mercy, whilst You alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 18-19 minutes left till the hour, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I think it is highly irresponsible of the Muslim community not to participate in the political process in South Africa. We should be protecting our freedoms, or we will live to regret.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We had this question before, but no problem. So you must remember, when you speak of political freedom, so let us get the whole picture. We must not give a slanted picture here. So we must be very clear. Apartheid was a crime against humanity. We know that words still ring in my ears till today. Eyo kuli, khanna di kuli dorptu. That was what the white men told us on our face. When we had to move from the township and the location, what we used to call in Heidelberg, and go to the Indian township. So we were very happy. We were naive. We were not even baligh and mature, you know. So you must remember that we were excited, elated, delighted. We're getting a new house, a new shop and everything. But when I looked at my father and mother and I saw the tears rolling down, then I realized that something is not right, you know. But we're naive and simple, Simon, you must remember. So the Boer came with their big guns, the police and so forth. Hey, Kuli! Kuli was a derogatory term for the Indians. Khana di Kuli dorp tu. Get back there to that Indian township and all that. And if you don't do, we'll imprison you. So remember, apartheid was a crime against humanity. But to say that we got freedom then in 94, that's nonsense talk, you must remember. Utter rubbish, that is. 1794, we had our first masjid in Cape Town. Our first madrasa, Darul of Highest Learning, Mias Farm, 1940. Allah Jalla Wala reward Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mia. Remember that he passed away in 1963. Our Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah started the Darul Uloom Day in Newcastle of a Greater Higher Learning in 1973. The first Darul Uloom in South Africa, and 1983 were our first graduates, and we were the teachers. So remember, Allah Jalla Wala accept all these broken efforts. Allah grant our Mawasema. I was till today I call him our principal. There, Jannat al Firdaus al A'la, a man who was a visionary. And remember that Ijtima started in 1966. Go ask Bhai Padia's family, they passed away. Haji Bhai Padia passed away, Maw Tutla passed away, all the Chota Dada Bhai passed away. But go ask, remember Bhai Bashir, he's alive in Cape Town. Allah grant him Siha Afia. I'll give you the whole history. So Haji Bhai Padia, Maw Qasim Sema, and them, they in the Sufi Masjid where you are, Maw Salim Kareem, in Ladysmith. So was the first Ijtima. How in August you're going to have an Ijtima in Newcastle for Natal? So how can you say that? Yes, if you mean we never had voting, 100%. We couldn't live where we want to, 100%. We couldn't have, you understand, commercial sites where we wanted, 100%. But with the same breath, we have to say, once democracy came in, then you found prostitution, all your escort agencies came, your abortion came, your same-sex marriage came, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. How many people today are promoting lesbianism, gay business? Your Bella Bell is teaching children from the age of 5 and 6 what is masturbation, what is lesbian, what is gay business, and all that. So what political freedom are you talking about? This is to totally finish up our family values, and any person of any faith, he can be a Hindu, can be a Jew, can be a Christian, can be a Buddhist, it will go against their faith. Remember that. So remember that these are all puppets of the Western world. Remember this. And they just go on, follow the Pied Piper. You see, if they tell them COVID, they will say COVID. So they must remember. It started already in South Africa. Some places in Durban and that, they're telling them this COVID started already. So all this is bunkum, let me tell you that. There was no COVID in South Africa. There was no pandemic in South Africa. It was a plandemic and a scamdemic by the politicians and these doctors, Muslim and non-Muslims, who were on the payroll and so forth. Everything is coming out now. When we took them to task, they told us it's not our field. So I said, fine. But today, when we're giving you all the evidence, there's not one doctor who can answer our questions. And these Maulvis and all these people who close the masajid and our mosque and so forth, so they should hang their heads in shame. So we must take the whole picture, brother. And me, I'll never vote ANC. You can quote me wherever you want. ODA or EFF. I'll vote for other parties if I vote.
Mufti Saab, international is lekker. So why aren't you traveling international? We must going for Hajj with you. Will you be going this year, Mufti Saab?
So my last Hajj was 2019, historic Hajj, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the rain. And mashallah, my last Umrah was in February, March, you know. So mashallah, when we came back, and then I went to Mauritius, and thereafter lockdown started. So that is finished. Now we no more go. We travel so many countries, all with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. No, I don't go. Nobody has told me that I can't go. The only country they told me I'm not welcome there is the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime. They told me, AK, you're too dangerous. But I told them, I'm not AK-47. I'm AK-255. We have Aitul Kursi in our hearts, you know, chapter 2, verse 255. These Jutlas Haramis, they don't want to pick, they accept the facts. They're an apartheid regime, worse than the South African apartheid. And if you don't accept it, you're a donkey. Remember that. So remember, their pride, their arrogance has made them a pariah state. I'm telling you, Jutlas, now you pack up and get out from there. Take your second passport, because we're going to take the whole of historic Palestine back, whether you like it, tawan aw karha. And that is what Quran teaches us. That is what Sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. If you want Quran, open chapter 17, verse number 7. If you want Hadith Sharif, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, open Sahih Muslim. La taqumu sa'a, Qiyamah will not come, hatta yuqatil al-Muslimun al-Yahud, till the Muslims fight the Jutla. فَيَقْتُلَهُمْ, they'll defeat them. حَتَّى يَخْتَبِيَ الْيَهُودِيُّ خَلْفَ الْحَجَرِ وَشَجَرِ, till the Jutla, Jutli, Harami, Jew, Jewess will hide behind the trees and the stones. Even the trees and the stones will say, hey, you Jutla terrorists, get out from here. تَعَالْ يَا عَبْدَاللَّهُ, O Muslim, come. خَلْفِ يَهُودِيٌ, behind me is a Jutla terrorist. فَقْتُلْهُ, liquidate him, get rid of him. We believe in that, remember. And the Jutla believe in it. إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدْ, except the غَرْقَدْ tree. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ. So what the Jutlas Haramis did, they're planting the غَرْقَدْ tree everywhere. Go see what's happening there. I've been there 5 times, so we're not blind, you know. So we must understand these things here. Victory victory is ours, and therefore we support Hamas 100% in their war against Israel, that we will give our lives or we will get victory. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb, victory from Allah and a speedy we understand victory and assistance from Allah. We can see it happening. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Mufti Saab, who is more superior to another, a mufti or a doctor?
So you must remember that if that mufti is issuing fatwa verdicts, and they say that, like yesterday, the Maulvi said, you must speak about politics and voting, and they must vote for ANC and all that, then that are not muftis, that are mufatiyas. You must remember that Iqbal of Pakistan in those days is called, he passed away before Pakistan was formed, but is known as Pakistan Shair and, you know, doctor and so forth. So I'm not in this, but I learned few things, you know. So Iqbal used to say, I remember Hazrat Mohana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi used to lecture 1 hour standing there in Jacob Line behind Bundu Khan, you know, and he would be with his stick and he say, Iqbal marhum nefer maya. Then he'll shake his head, then I'll just look at him and say, now more Thanvi is in top form. Or he'll say, Rumi nefer maya. Like that was his style, you see. I enjoyed his lectures, the orator Khatib of Pakistan. So what he will say, he shouldn't quote this one, but I'm quoting. So we say, Iqbal ne farmaya, pehle the mufti, masail ke batane wale, ab bhi hai mufti, mufke khane wale. If you are a mufti who passed fatwa according to Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Sahaba, Awliyaullah, the four schools, then the mufti's rank is much, much greater. But if you are a mufatiya, that you manipulating the Quran and the Sunnah, you can't even say publicly that Khomeini and Raisi are kuffar. You can't even say the ANC is corrupt to the core. You can't even say that and apologize for closing the masajid. So what good you are? You're a mufatiya. So you can quote me anywhere. So you must remember that. And if the doctor who is promoting the COVID plandemic and scamdemic, then it's not the doctor, it's a quack. So and tell him I said so, he's a quack. So it all depends what we're talking about.
Mufti Saab, can parents give their children zakat?
Totally haram. To give your usul and furu, totally haram. Usul, I can't give zakat to my parents, grandparents, my dada, dadi, nana, nani, maternal grandparents, paternal grandparents, my biological father, my biological mother, totally haram, zakat not valid. Likewise, you can't give your furu, you can't give zakat to your children, grandchildren, all that haram, and your zakat will not be valid, will not be discharged. Yes, sideways you can give. You can give your brothers, your sisters, uncle, aunties, nephew, nieces, with few conditions. They must be Muslim. They must be in dire straits and really poor and destitute. They got TV, they got internet, they got cell phones, they got cars, and they got all 10, 20 credit cards and this card and this card. You can't give them zakat. They want to live it up and then they want to collect zakat. No, you can't give them zakat.
Mufti Saab, my husband is late. We have no children. But he has 4 from his first marriage. 3 boys and 1 girl. And his boys never attended his janaza. We found 3,000 rand in his clothing. And his boys are not interested in anything. What must I do? I'm depressed.
Allah Jalla Wala grant him, your husband, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So the way it looks like, maybe he divorced that first wife and then he married you. So whatever the circumstances are, we don't have the entire story, but what you furnished us with, it seems like this. So I will just give you what you gave us. So if there are no other heirs, and that is, you must remember, only you and the 3 sons or 4 sons or whatever the case might be. So remember that you, sister, will inherit. There's no other wife. You are the only wife currently, so you will inherit 12.5%. And whether it's 2 sons, 3 sons, 4 sons, 5 sons, whatever, and they are Muslim, so they will inherit the residue, the remainder. So remember that you must just send it to their family and tell them this is the boy's share, the son's share of the marhum. I think what had happened, this is what, you know, with little bit experience, I think what had happened was this, that this person who passed away, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, anybody passed away with Iman, Islam, we make dua for them. He was married and it was a rocky marriage. The marriage turned really sour and then there was a divorce. And then the mother told the children, they were very young and naive also, and told them, your father was a very, very bad person. He would beat me up, assault me, do this, whatever it is, you know. Sometimes they add a lot of masala and spice and so forth. So the children, the sons, became very, very bitter against their father and so forth. Hence, they did not even attend the janaza and so forth. So that is what we think. I can't say 100%, wallahu a'lam, but normally that is what happens and so forth. So for us, we answer the questions as it is posed, and wallahu a'lam, Allah knows the best. So your duty, sister, you make dua for all the marhumin, the deceased. You should be reading Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Another point, that if his parents predeceased him, they passed away before him, then this will be the shares for you, 12.5%, and residue remainder for the sons. But if his parents are alive, your husband, and they are Muslim, then remember, they'll inherit 1/6, 1/6. So if one is alive, 1/6. If both are alive, then 1/6, 1/6, 1/3 collectively. So you should know all these different permutations, my sister. But anyway, get that money to them, whether they want it or they don't want it. You just give it to them. Is they a share? They can decide what they want to. They want to give it in charity, or they can do whatever they want to. But it doesn't belong to you.
Mufti Saab, I'm voting AM4C. This Muslim Ethos Party has done more for Muslim issues than the ANC and others to date. Do you endorse?
I don't know the brother. The last time I was there in Durban, they contacted me. You know, I'll give you the whole story. I don't hide anything. So my brother Nazir Malik, the travel agent, so we know him, you know, you meet him Hajj time, Umrah time, whatever you, and so forth. So he contacted me and said, we want to meet you. So I asked him, by Nazir, who's we? So he said, no, me and brother Ahmed Manzoor. So I said, I don't know Ahmed Manzoor, our brother, but we give him time on air because his programs are good. Sundays he comes on with Mona Khalid and so forth. And you know, but I haven't met him. But my schedule is so tight, you know, and the only time I say I can fit in for you, you meet me there at King Shaka Airport before I board the flight. I'll give you 15-20 minutes. So as soon as I entered, so I saw them, you understood, and I just greeted. I said, see, I'm going to check in, get my luggage, and then I'll meet you. So alhamdulillah, all that took place, and I was with my wife. So I told my wife, go sit that side there, and then the three of us said, brother Nazir, I couldn't recognize him, because now I met him after 3-4 years, I think. He's gone blind, basically. You know, Allah grant him Shifai Kamil, grant him Noor, and you know, he's not well. And then I met brother Ahmed Manzoor, and then we spoke things and so forth. So I told them straight, I don't endorse any party, I don't follow them, nothing. I told them what you must do, you must strategize. So what you must strategize is this. I said, I'm no politician, but a little bit from my experience, I can tell you. How many stations there are, Islamic and no Islamic and what in South Africa? So when I was with media and I started 2001, full 17 years, we gave CII, no regrets, 20 years Newcastle, no regrets. And then I resigned from Darul Uloom, I resigned from CII, and so now what? So we ask Allah, you open the doors for us. Then Capital Group came on board. I don't know Capital. I don't know Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. I don't know the brothers. I don't know the parents. They just told me, Koro Kapeto Ba, what you want? So I told him, I just need a room and an engineer. He said, no. He came down here, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and then we started. He said, Pa, Poteja Radio. I said, Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah Khair. Allah reward them. What they did for me, I can never ever repay them. And so forth. So I said, see, this is our stance, and I don't want no interference on this. Our stance is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we are anti-Shia and anti-corrupt ulama and so forth and so on. He said, perfect. So that is what. So there's a market, and you have to do that. Not for business. but to save the deen of Islam and so forth. You, brother Ahmed Manzoor, I saw what you did, and that's what you're referring to. The Jutla, the Jew from Israel, could come to South Africa and no visa. But the Palestinian who would come and is oppressed, he needed and required a visa. Brother Ahmed Manzoor did that. He fought in parliament and what have you, and that visa was waived off for the Palestinian. So that's exactly what I told him. I said, don't concentrate on 20, 30 issues. Concentrate on 2-3 issues. That is your unique feature. And thereafter, you must remember, then you promote that. You are 100% pro-Palestine. Whether you say Hamas, not Hamas, is your business. But you must say Palestine for us is a non-negotiable issue. And you must say we will stand for human rights. We will stand for this. But human rights Islamically, that not the non-Muslim way gay business is a human right. See how the white man fooled Africa. I just give you one example. How the white man corrupted Africa. They told them polygamy is totally a no-no. You can't get married to 2, 3, 4 women and so forth. But gay business is a human right. Lesbian is a human right. That's a satanic system of the white man and the white hegemony. Therefore, we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
JazakAllah, Mufti Sahab.